AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is calling it a big deal. The U.S. is tightening military ties with the Philippines to deal with China's increasing military strength and its assertiveness regarding claims to Taiwan and in the South China Sea. A shooting at a Memphis, Tennessee library today left one person dead and a police officer critically wounded. Police haven't released any more details. Republicans in the House have voted to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Omar has made anti-Semitic comments in the past.
The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day.
Omar pointed out she is Muslim, an immigrant from Africa.
Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy?
Omar says her leadership and voice will not be diminished for not being on the Foreign Affairs Committee for one term.
My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
Speaker McCarthy says there should be a code of conduct moving forward.
Every single member of Congress has a responsibility to how they carry themselves.
Democrats ousted two Republicans from committees 2 years ago. Thousands of frustrated people in Texas are shivering in their homes today after more than a day without power, including many in the state capital, as an icy winter storm that has been blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths lingers in Texas and other states in the South. Police in Sayreville, New Jersey, say a young mother who was on the local borough council was found shot to death in an SUV parked outside her home. No arrests have been made. Police in New Jersey haven't said if they believe the motive for the killing might be personal or political. Stocks are mixed at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. The number of Israeli settlers in the West Bank is now at about 500,000.
The latest figures released by a pro-settler group pass a major threshold. Much of the international community views the settlements as illegitimate and an obstacle to peace. The mayor of Efrat settlement, Oded Revivi, hopes this will change by pushing in a new law.
And that is definitely one of the tasks of this government, to try and convince the international community that we can also change the legal status of part of this region.
Palestinian Munther Abd al-Kader, who lives in neighbouring Albire, says the nearby settlement has caused a lot of suffering for his community.
We've been going through a lot of troubles with the soldiers. You not feel safe if you want to go after get dark a little bit. You not feel safe to come back home.
The Palestinians see the settlements as a land grab that undermines their chances to establish a viable, contiguous state. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.